Abandonment and pure faith do more for the soul than good works. We can find astonishing things in the stories of the saints, revelations, visions, and interior voices, but they are only a glimpse of the perfection which is hidden in their life of faith. For their faith contains all these happenings, since those who live by it know how to recognize God in everything that occurs from moment to moment. When these supernatural favors bestowed upon a saint become apparent to others, it does not imply that the saint has not already enjoyed them. What it means is that these favors are disclosed in order to illuminate his virtue and persuade other souls to imitate it. The glories of Tabor and the miracles of Jesus Christ were not mere sideshows. They were flashes of light, which from time to time broke through the black cloud of his humanity so that it could be recognized and loved. The wonderful thing about the saints is that their faith never wavers. Without this, they would not be saints. Their living faith in God, which enables them to rejoice in the fact that he manifests himself in everything, has no need of any external marvels. They could be useful only if other people needed to be convinced by such signs. But for himself, the saint, steeped in faith and happy in his obscurity, has no need of them. They are allowed to become visible for the benefit of those who may profit by them, but for himself, the saint cherishes what we can call all experience, the will of God which works in secret and does not show itself openly. Faith wants no proofs, and those who demand them are lacking in faith. They who live by faith will receive proofs, not as such, but as favors from God. And there is really nothing contradictory between these extraordinary things and the state of pure faith. Many saints are raised up by God for the salvation of souls and to enlighten the most backward. Such saints were the prophets and the apostles and all those others who have been and will be chosen by God to illuminate the world. There will always be such saints, as there have always been. But there is also a multitude of others hidden in the bosom of the church, who are destined to shine only in heaven, and so in this life they live and die in complete obscurity.